Right now, you're breathing and you're not even thinking about it. But when a group of people sing together, like the Kansas City Chorale, they are breathing in and out as a group with the rhythm of their song.
When you sing, you do that on the air that you're exhaling. So that's a kind of guided breathing.
Bjorn Wyckoff is a singer-songwriter and a neuroscientist at Sweden's University of Gothenburg. He studies the effects of music on our bodies. His most recent research, published in the journal Frontiers in Neuroscience, found that when members of a choir sing and breathe together, their hearts speed up and slow down in unison.
As you are singing a phrase, your heart rate goes down. And then between the phrases, when you inhale, then the heart rate goes up.
Our hearts naturally speed up and slow down as we breathe, but Wyckoff explains that this is just one part of our physiology that syncs up when people sing together.
When you sing together, you're synchronizing just about everything, the melody, the text, the rhythm. You have to really adapt to each other. And that's a counterpoint in that in your body, internally.
He says aspects of choir singers' nervous systems are also synchronized. Their moods may become aligned, too, as the deep breathing involved in singing slow passages prompts a feeling of calm and relaxation. Group singing is cooperative, both physically and emotionally.
Singing together is creating bonds between people, and that's supported, I think, by the research that we just have done.
This may help explain why most world religions incorporate song into their worship, along with chanting mantras and prayers. They are communal rituals that involve both the mind and the body. Megan McGrath, VOA News, Washington.